Hey, this is Jack Alcock here, and I'm at Leeds Festival. Me and the team from the SRA are here conducting interviews, seeing bands, and we're going around talking to some of the punters as well. I'm going to be running through the Friday of the festival with you today, and today I'll probably be checking out bands like Fickle Friends, Slotface, and the Sherlocks, who I'll be having an interview with later on today, so look out for that one. Also, I'll be going to see the man himself, LG Liam Gallagher, as you were, and followed by one of the best live bands in the world in Muse. Very much looking forward to that, as I'm a massive, massive fan. Grime's also making quite a large appearance at the festival today, especially. Gigs will be taken to the main stage later on today, and Wiley is playing Third Down on the Enemy stage, which is sure to go down an absolute storm. There's also been rumours swirling around of secret sets this weekend, as there always is at Reading and Leeds. Queens of the Stone Age have been all but confirmed for that set, with a message on the Leeds Festival app saying no one knows who will be playing a secret set today on the Enemy stage at 12:45. No one knows being the Queens of the Stone Age song, so very much looking forward to checking that one out. Along with this, Don Broco have been heavily rumoured to do a secret set under the alias The Pretty Boys today at 7:10 on the pit. And as history shows with these secret sets at Reading and Leeds, the bands tend to the next year play the festival, which I think Don Broco could be playing like a mid-main stage slot next year. And the big one, Queens of the Stone Age, for a band that size, that stature, I believe the secret set this year shows that they're going to be back next year, and I reckon in a headline slot, which will be absolutely brilliant. Anyway, I'll go and get off with my day, try and get some more bits for you all. Enjoy.
So I'm here live at Leeds Festival with the lovely Tom Grennan. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm cool.
I have basically waited a while to interview you.
Really?
I've been waiting all day.
Okay, yeah, I know. We've been stuck in traffic, so I'm very, very sorry about that. But yeah, we're finally here, and here I am talking to you right now.
It's fine, it's fine. I saved the best for last, essentially. Yeah. You're performing tonight at Festival Republic. Are you excited for it?
I always get scared that no one's going to come and watch me, so hopefully there'll be people there. But I'm excited. Even if there's two people in there, we're going to have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Festival Republic, I've been in that stage, and it's actually really nice and, like, really intimate, so I think you're going to have a nice one. It's a class one, yeah.
Cool.
So since your insane collab with Chasing Status, you've been literally, like, doing everything. You released an EP recently. How's that going?
Yeah, I think it's going all right. Yeah, people have been positive about it, so I think, yeah, people, yeah, are vibing to it, and it's going all right.
Are you hoping to form, like, some of the tracks tonight, or maybe, like, give out something new?
Yeah, there'll be, like, there's new stuff that people haven't heard, if they haven't heard me before, but they've heard me on the internet. I suppose I'm just playing the songs that I've got, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Your new EP is called Found What I've Been Looking For. What's the story behind the EP?
There ain't really one, to be honest with you. I found stuff, like, people are always searching. I'll never stop searching, I don't think you'll never stop searching, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I found things that I'm happy with right now and are making me, but we're always going to be searching. So I don't know if I found certain things, but I haven't sort of found other things. So it's that kind of searching pattern, do you know what I mean?
So you still haven't found it yet? It's okay.
I found certain things, like I say, but I haven't found other things.
That's all right. That's quite, like, you know, quite, like, complex.
Yeah.
It's a complex type thing.
Yeah.
So you have the title track, that's your lead single, and then, of course, you're doing your autumn tour soon. But what's next after the tour, after the festival circuit?
Singles, album, and what? Yeah, February, March album, and then... And another tour, so going to Europe, and I want to get to America and see where it goes, you know what I mean?
So we're finally going to get the album in March. Can you tell us a little bit more of it?
It's just going to be epic.
Short but sweet. Fair enough. We'll leave it till March. One highlight in your recent weeks is, of course, washing dishes in Charlie XCX's video.
Yeah.
First off, I must say, you are amazing at washing dishes.
Thanks,
like,
so
I have
much.
Never seen anyone... literally strive washing dishes, so
yeah,
you could
win
an Oscar for that.
Yeah, well, hit me up if you need any acting jobs as well, do you know what I mean?
Secondly, how did you get in that video?
Well, my manager manages Charlie, and but we became mates. But we then we became mates, and yeah, she just asked me if I wanted to be in it, and I said of course, and very like honoured to be in it, and she smashed it out of the ballpark, and yeah, the song's sick, and yeah, I thought it was going to be funny as well, and it was quite funny that I was in a Charlie XCX video.
I mean,
sick.
I mean, the song is amazing, but the video is literally the best out of 2017, in my opinion.
I think it's the best for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and she's performed.
And she directed it, which means, like, it's sick.
I know, she literally can do everything and anything.
Are you a big fan of Charlie?
I am, I'm very excited to see her at the dance stage as well later on. Final question before you go and set up and everything. Because we're at a festival, I'm asking everyone, if you had the chance to organise your own festival, what would it be and who would you headline it? And it can't be yourself.
Live or Dead?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go Alive or Dead.
Live or Dead, yeah?
Yeah, Alive or Dead.
I'd have Amy Winehouse to headline it. And what would it be called? Where would it be? I don't know. Like in the middle of like a rainforest or something like that. Like you, I don't know why. Just a rainforest popped in my head. I think it's because I saw them trees. But yeah, in the middle of a rainforest, and it'd be called Tea Festivals.
You know what? I can see that. I can see the late great Amy Winehouse in a rainforest.
Yeah.
Tom Grennan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope your festival public set goes well.
Thank you so much. Have a wicked weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
Cheers.
So I'm here now at Leeds Festival with John and Kerr from La Fontaine's. How are you guys?
Very good.
Amazing.
How are you?
I am feeling pretty good. I mean, I made it. I'm wearing the wrong outfit for a festival, but it's fine. It's
fine. You look pretty.
I've got wellies. That's the only thing I've got right.
That's all you need.
So how has performing at the One Extra stage? You were the first one on, weren't you?
Yeah, we opened the stage today, which was actually surprising because we kind of thought we'd be kind of have a sparse crowd, but we got a really good turnout, which is nice. We obviously spread the word enough before we came, and it went really, really well. We're very pleased with it, actually.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you guys perform tracks from your new album, which is out in October, Common Problems.
Yeah, we just tried like a few new songs today. We played like two new ones, which is like the first time they've been debuted. And we actually just get a response there from a few people we've met in the crowd that they really liked them, so that's good. That always bodes well.
That's probably the scariest thing you can do is to play. Recording a new song is fine, releasing a new song is fine, but playing a new song to a new crowd and everything is terrifying. So that's probably the most scared I've been in a while. But it was good.
Thank God.
It's alright though. I mean, you got a few cheers here and there. That's not bad.
Yeah, man.
It's all we need.
All you need is a few cheers.
What makes it stand out, your new album, Common Problems? What makes it stand out from your previous album?
Well, I think just by proxy, it's just different. We're a bit older, we've seen some more stuff, we've done some more things. Whether you like it or not, I think has an effect on your music. I think it's just a representation of where the band is now, and it's just different by its very nature. And I think, man, it's just some good music that people can get involved with.
It means we can get away with murder as well, because nobody can compare it against anything else to say whether it's better or worse.
Yeah.
So it's always the best, because there's nothing to compare it against. There's no other Scottish rapping, guitar-y pop contingent out there, so we can do whatever we want.
We are the absolute best at what we do.
So Common Problems, like, you've just performed a couple of tracks for me. Are you excited for it to come out? Like, what are you hoping for when it releases?
I'm looking forward to taking it on tour. I'm looking forward to the response that we'll get, good or bad. At least there'll be a response. We'll put a kind of first single out from it, like, last week. That's went down really well. Our tickets for our tour are selling well, our album's doing well in pre-orders. So far, everything's going in the right direction. I'm just looking forward to putting new music out, man, and being a band. That's my favourite thing, so.
Awesome. Now, you guys are first on the One Extra stage. That's over and done with now. You've got Reading coming soon or whatever. What are you planning to do around it? Today, are you planning to see another couple of artists or something like that?
Well, we've got a few more of these interviews to do, which are always fun, and especially this one. And then actually, I think we've got to head to Reading earlier than we expected, because we're camping at the festival for our sins. And as opposed to setting up two campsites, as in today and then one at Reading on Sunday, we've just got to go and camp once at Reading, so we'll catch everything tomorrow. So our plans today is to go to Asda, get some beers, and set up tent at Reading. So we're it's going to be a brief fleeting visit at Leeds, but I've seen enough.
Who are you hoping to see at Reading?
Oh man, what about you, mate?
Yeah, I want to see. Let me look at this poster again. I want to see Major Lazer.
Yeah, I've just got to see that. Major Lazer.
I think it'll be a cracking party in general. So,
I quite like to see the guy Loyal Karma. I like him. There's actually really good bands. See, looking at this poster, there's loads of good bands. I'm just looking forward to finding my way about, staggering stage to stage, and see what I see.
Sometimes that's the best thing, is when you just stick to your guns at a certain stage and watch loads of bands you've never seen or heard of before, or you would never have done it if you planned your day properly. So sometimes it's good to just not plan anything and be caught off guard by surprise by loads of bands.
And after Reading and Leeds, after your album comes out, after you've done your tour, what's next for 2017? Are you just ending on that, or are you just going to work hard?
I suppose it'll be like the second leg tour of the album. We're going back to Europe again. Maybe we'll go back to the States. That'd be cool if that happens. Just tour, man, and get the music out to as many people as possible and spread the common problem word.
Start writing album number three.
Start writing album number three. It never stops.
Okay, now final question. If you had the chance to organise your own festival, who would you have headline? And it can't be yourselves at all. It can't be yourselves.
Right, so what are we calling the festival?
It's got to have font, some sort of reference to the band.
Font Fest.
Fuck it, that's quite easy. Font Fest.
I'd call it Keep Off the Grass, actually. And it's a festival that, you know, like to sit in the grass. And only really quiet bands can play.
Such a specific restriction.
I know. Why? I mean, it's different though, isn't it?
It's different.
I know. I haven't really thought it through. But in theory, I think it could work. Maybe it's just been sand.
You know what? Why don't you just buy sand for Keep Up the Grass Festival? That will make it work.
So Fun Fest, and who's headlining it? Depends what the budget is, man.
That new Killers song's a belter.
Aye, the man.
It's got Killers on
it. The Killers can play it. The Killers need another festival. Let's do that. We'll play the Killers can play. I'll give Brandon a shout.
Alrighty then. Well, I'll definitely will attend that festival. Thank you so much, LaFontaine. That has been really fun.
Cheers, pal.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I'm at Leeds Festival with the SRA. Yesterday, I spoke to Vant, and here's what happened. So I'm here with the Student Radio Association, and I've got Vant here. How you doing, guys?
Very
good,
well.
Man, yeah.
You've just come off stage, your main stage slot at Leeds. How was it? Tell us about it.
Mad.
Yeah. It was.
Really good. Pretty overwhelming. Me and Henry both, this was the first festival we ever came to as fans, and I think you kind of always have that ambition as a band to play one of the main stages, so to actually get a chance to play the main stage was pretty amazing, and yeah, it was a great turnout as well. So.
Yeah, I came back and I sort of walked past your stage, and I said it was a decent turnout. I saw the crowd were traditionally, as Reading and Leeds go, very into it. A few more questions about like your gigs and touring and stuff. You've toured with like bands like Biffy and You Me at Six. How does that change your life set, like the experience you gain from that? How do you input that into your set?
I mean, you do learn a lot from those older, more experienced bands, but I guess when you're doing a support slot, it's kind of all about winning over a new fan.
Yeah.
Like, so for us, it's always been a nice challenge and something that we've been really grateful of. It's quite similar to a festival set in a way, because you kind of, when you come to a festival, you know that maybe 10-20% of the audience might actually be like a real fan, but then the rest of the audience are kind of experiencing it for the first time. So yeah, I think it's it draws a lot of parallels to that experience.
Okay, great. And also things about touring, what's the weirdest thing you've seen on tour?
That's quite a difficult question.
Sorry about that one.
No, it's like
we've done some mad stuff. Like we played football in the Belgium football stadium before.
That
just
was
by chance.
Surreal, yeah, before Google Pop last year. We stayed in a football. Like, there was a hotel inside of a football stadium that we stayed at, and there was like a game going on, or like these guys playing a game. They're like, I was like, oh, I'd love to go and have a kick around the pitch. And then these guys overheard and were like, you want to come join us? You guys should get there. We got kits, don't worry. And so we went and played
full
football.
Kit.
Yeah,
and
full
then,
kit.
And then there they took us to a lovely local Italian afterwards.
Yeah.
So it was, nice,
pretty,
nice.
That was pretty weird. That's quite nice, surreal.
Yeah, I've heard weirder stories. I've heard, like, unpleasant stories I've heard, whereas that's quite a good one.
I don't think we've had any really, like, we haven't had any really.
We've had some embarrassing drunken moments, but nothing that I want to reveal to you now.
Fair enough. I mean, this is going out on radio, so I suppose, you know, keep it as clean as possible. Yeah, PC as well. And what's, you say, the most outrageous thing you've seen or you've done as yourself on stage?
I smashed the shit out of my guitar in at Lollapalooza a couple of weeks ago, which was a bit of an impulse sort of. You know, you play in a festival that's really prestigious, and I think it was just a way of expressing a lot of dissatisfaction with the world that we live in, and it was very very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the maddest thing I've done on stage, I would say.
Probably the maddest thing that I've seen on stage, from being on stage as well.
Yeah, especially for someone who's not a particularly aggressive person.
No, exactly. There was a lot getting out through that, you know, guitar.
Just suddenly out of nowhere, just took you in the moment. Nice, nice. So, you've had quite a busy year. Obviously, the album came out early in the year. What's the plans for sort of 2018, if you can say anything about it, or what can you say? What's the plan for Vant?
I don't know, I mean, it's like, you know, we're in the process of writing the second record now and just kind of ploughing away and experimenting and seeing where it takes us. I think we want to do something completely different, you know. I think the first record was a real homage to everything that we love about rock music. And maybe we'll go somewhere else, I don't really know, but, you know, everything will become clear in the next few months.
Here live at Leeds Festival with 10 Tons. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm fine. Happy birthday on Wednesday. I believe you went bowling.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I did go bowling, and I kind of injured my wrist a bit, bowler's wrist, but I'm sure I'll bounce back.
So you played at Festival Republic, you've just finished your set. How was it?
Yeah, it was great, thank you. Yeah, the crowd were amazing. Like, loads of people there, loads of people singing along, which is like always like blows my mind when people know my songs. But yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's really good.
So you played a few tracks of your EP Born to Lose. How was that?
Yeah, really good. Like, that's the, like, they're kind of the songs that people were singing along to, but it's only been out for a couple of months, so like people singing along and whatever, it's always amazing for me. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
And the process with the EP was literally like amazing. I mean, you worked with Dan from Black Keys, Hugo from the Maccabees. That's insane.
Yeah. We didn't actually end up using any of the songs that I wrote with Dan from Black Keys, Dan Auerbach. But like, they're yet to come out. But like, yeah, produced it with Hugo, and I've got a couple more singles coming out before the end of the year. But I've gone back in with Hugo again.
You're basically best friends with him. Now you can brag to all your mates.
Yeah. I don't know about best friends, but yeah, we know each other.
Did you catch one of their farewell shows?
Yeah, I did. I went on the first night. I was playing a festival on the Saturday or one of the nights. So yeah, I went on the first night because it meant I could like stay for longer or whatever. But yeah, it was amazing. Ali Pally, I went to that one.
That was my first gig in London as well.
Really?
Yeah, Alexandra Palace, you were there. Leeds Festival, you were there.
Yeah.
It's coming to like some. It could be like Fate or something like
maybe.
That. I could be on the second day. You'll just be like literally walking by, and I'm there like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. You bought the guitar for £15.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was my first guitar.
So, would you ever see yourself on Bargain Hunt?
Yeah, I think I could definitely see myself on Bargain Hunt. Like, I'm a bit of like a shamed fan of like daytime TV, like Homes Under the Hammer, Bargain Hunt, Antiques Road Trip is really good. So like any of them, I'm down. I'm there.
You could be like the next big thing on daytime TV.
Music's not gonna go well. I've already if it doesn't go well, then I'll just go straight to daytime TV.
They're just gonna go to your family. Just like no. It's okay now, it's fine.
Yeah.
Music's done, daytime TV is away. I can't wait for that.
Okay, brilliant. I hope music goes better than that, but maybe I can do both. Maybe there's a world where I can do both.
You know, everyone can multitask, it's fine. So besides the tracks that you produced with Hugo and the tracks that you worked with Dan, that's coming out very soon.
Yeah.
What's the next stage for you for 10 Tons?
So I've got a single coming out next Friday on the 1st of September called Cracks Between, which I'm really excited about, and I've got another single coming out in October. And so we're kind of recording the album at the moment, and I've got a headline show in London on the 14th of September. Yeah, kind of just like all the usual stuff. But yeah, it's all good.
I'm Tom Hinckley here for the SRA here at Leeds Fest 2017. I got the chance to catch up with and speak to Picture This here at the festival. This is what happened when I spoke to them. I'm Tom Hinckley here for the SRA here at Leeds Fest 2017. I got the chance to catch up with and speak to Picture This here at the festival. This is what happened when I spoke to them.
Hello, it's Jack Alcock, and I've managed to find myself a nice quiet spot after an absolute blind of a day at the first day of Leeds Festival, the Friday. I've started my day by going to catch up with ex-ambassadors who I'd heard some good things about. But they were on before Queens of the Stone Age, so we thought, well, we'd best get there early to see Queens of the Stone Age, catch a bit of ex-ambassadors, and they were brilliant. The vocals coming from lead vocalist Sam was something excellent to behold and really different, and that was really great to hear. But moving on to Queens of Stone Age, which is the main reason we were there, and they opened their set with a track that opens the new album Villains, which is called Feet Don't Fail Me, and it's an absolute stormer, and I'm kind of just ready now to go and sit in my car and check this album out, as I've not had the chance to do that yet. They also chucked a couple of the new tracks in off the album, as well as putting in My God Is the Sun, Little Sister, and ended the set on obviously No One Knows, which is the big hit, everyone knows that one. After this, we went to go check out Gigs, which I wasn't too sure about. It was highly anticipated, but I thought before he was very high up on the bill, and when we got there it was quiet, and I was kind of, that was justifying why he's a bit too high up on the bill. But after about 10 minutes into his set, I think he fully justified why he was there. The crowd kind of just filled up around us out of nowhere, and he dropped a line of tunes that could rival anyone in the grime world. It went from Three Wheel Ups into Man Don't Care into Lot Though, then into Look What the Cat Dragged In, which is an absolute classic, and that just whipped the crowd into an absolute frenzy. Never seen anything like it at a grime set before, and it was absolutely brilliant. After this, we took a bit of a break. We sort of wandered around the site a little bit, had a look around, and then it was time for Liam Gallagher. Obviously, Liam Gallagher, the legend, Oasis, and it's me being honest, I'm not the biggest Oasis fan, or even the biggest Liam Gallagher fan, but he was brilliant. The Oasis tracks that he played just received so well, and you have to think, when he's watching that, Oasis reunion, I mean, it's just getting Noel back together, I guess, really, but it would be something great. And even his solo tracks, they sounded solid, which is great. And he actually closed the set on Wonderwall, which is probably the biggest sing-along I've ever seen at a festival, so it was great. Next up, me and Tom, we checked out Muse. We thought, our biggest live band in the world, you know, they're world conquerors now, there's no doubt on that. So we go check him out. I'm a big fan anyway, but Tom had never seen him before, so I took him along. It's safe to say they did the business. They blew our minds. Opened up with a new track, Dig Down, which surprised me. It was a very, very good intro to a set. And then they turned into Psycho straight after that, which is obviously a great track to follow up Dig Down. But then after, they tracked in rarities such as Showbiz, Yes Please, and then ended the main set on Take a Bow, which is an absolute monster. Bear in mind, this whole set was sort of filled with the classic Muse light show production, the lasers, unbelievable, the CO2 machines, confetti during Mercy, absolutely fantastic. And then they closed the set with Knights of Cydonia, which it's hard to explain, the absolute like ferocity out of Matt Bellamy's guitar, the levels is unbelievable until you see them. So if you ever get a chance to see them, I have to recommend you do that. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to my podcast today, guys, and tomorrow we will have Steph doing hers, so we can't wait for that one. Rooms are, we're going to the Dodgems, and we're going to record it. Thanks very much.